Hello, MILF Eric is stopping by to share some hot MILF boss fun I've been having over at Intelligent Phone Fantasy. There has been an influx of young studs lately, and I'm having such fun with them. There have been a few phone sex noobs, never called before, and still others who have called before, but now their eyes and penises are being lured into pulling that trigger and getting a taste of what it's like to be seduced by a MILF phone mistress. I simply have the best time teasing and training the younger guys. They are simply adorable and clueless. Putty in my hands. But this one young hunk has this really hot MILF fantasy. All right, well, most of them are hot, to be honest with you. But this one has to do about the workplace. I happen to like it because it turns the tables and puts women right where they should be, in charge and dominating you. So the MILF boss, mature, intelligent, and a sexy ass boss. She's a triple threat, and he felt it the first day he started. What she wore was not fair, his immature male brain screamed. Pencil skirts, tight blouses, and heels. She wore hose on those legs. Quite unusual for the workplace these days, and he spent a lot of energy imagining if there were thigh highs, stockings, or pantyhose. Her perfume was intoxicating, her pretty painted lips making him lightheaded as his male brain envisioned them around his manhood. But this was a top-ranked company, and he desperately, desperately needed this job. And this one, with this company, had a future. He had to do well. So enduring the hot, sticky soup of his sexual lust during his workaday world had to be endured. To top it off, she was friendly, encouraging, and had this way of laying her hand on his bicep when she made a point that sent shivers through him. Did she notice? Did she notice the effect that she had on him? He thinks she did, as she'd always smile. No. Smirk. And turn on her heel and sashay away, exaggerating those hips, he thought, mesmerized at the thought and sight of her ass. Already being nervous, being the new guy, pressures to do a good job was compounded by the sexual tension he felt when she was anywhere near. Heart palpitating, sweat beating up on his forehead. He had to start masturbating every morning before work or his pants would be absolutely soaked, in addition to his almost constant erection. Working late, arriving early, he did everything he knew how to impress. Today, though, his 90-day probationary period is off, and somehow he's made it through. Just one more review to get through, and he hoped he would be offered that permanent position. He needed that job. Barely living paycheck to paycheck wasn't cutting it. No money equals no girls. And with the raise that comes with this permanent position, he was looking forward to delving into that dating scene again. He gently knocks on her office door. Why they're meeting at 5:30 after everyone else had gone home is curious to him, but he's quickly replaced by his panicked thoughts about keeping his erection at bay. Even started stroking in the bathroom during lunch, in addition to his morning cum was often needed these days to keep his manhood in control. On the one hand, this permanent position quickly find him transferring to another department, and then the thought of not being near her every day caused anxiety too. What was happening to him? He felt drunk, intoxicated by her, his mind telling him to flee. Work hard, get transferred to another part of the company, but yet another part of him just wanted to be here, with her, near her, every day. He had eyed her assistant many times, an up-and-coming woman herself with an eye for a position in counting. He found himself fantasizing about being, taking her place, and being the MILF boss's assistant. Snap out of it, his brain screamed. You don't even have the job yet. Focus, man. Focus on what is here and now in front of you. Don't blow it. Deep breath, and he steps to the door in response to her. Come in. Opening the door slowly and entering the dimmed executive office. A light on her desk illuminating those stockinged legs as they rested on the edge of the desk, crossed at the heels, leaning back, hands on a file open between them, gesturing with her head and her eyes. Sit, she commands. I've been going over your file, and I think there's something we need to talk about. I just may have an offer that you just can't refuse. Now, don't you just love where this little scene is going? I certainly do. So what will happen when you're that hot young buck and I'm the boss? I guess you'll have to see when you call, Until we chat, Mr. Sirica of Intelligent Phone Fantasy, 1-800-601-6975.